So you go out on a spacewalk. You log 13 hours, 31 minutes, and two EVAs outside the orbital workshop. What's it like to be out there like that?
Well, it's really a lot of fun. As long as you have the right equipment, handholds, and whatever. What you don't want to do is get somebody a job to do where they're not properly restrained. But if you have trained properly, and the water tank is really a great place to train. It's called a neutral buoyancy facility. You can do a timeline development in the water tank, and it will be very close to what you will achieve in space.
What was your mission during the spacewalk?
I had to take pictures of the sun on one spacewalk. That was easy because it was automatic. Once I got it pointed in the right direction, I just throw a switch and it does its own thing. I was able to help Jerry Carr because he was having a real time of it. He just didn't have the right body restraints. So finally, I worked my way out to where he was. I put my shoes in the foot restraints, and I put his legs under my armpits. I was able to hold him and balance the forces so he'd get his work done.
This is while you're in the spacewalk.
Yeah. But we were learning a lot.
I'm sure you've asked the question, what if something happened so that your tether to the Skylab was broken and you were floating off? What would happen?
Well, if you believe in the physics of the orbit, if you floated off, 180 degrees later, you come back. No one's tried that, and I wouldn't try it. But if you work out the orbital physics, you would come back.
Hoping you could grab on to Skylab then when you come back.
They've even talked about having lassos and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Hot or cold, the temperatures vary?
Plus 250 to minus 250 Fahrenheit.
You were in your suit, obviously.
Yes.
Everything would be adjusted for you. What temperature were you experiencing?
Well, we had a control right down by our belly button, which controlled the water pump. The water was cold. Of course, you want to have that because you have to remove metabolic heat generated while you're active. Now, you go on the dark side, and you don't have anything to do, then you start getting cold. So you can control the flow of water in your liquid cool garment. That works fine.
Back to that moment out there. You were thinking, here I'm floating outside the Skylab, and I'm this kid from Oklahoma.
Yeah. You consider yourself really lucky to be able to do that and experience the sensations of the weightless environment.
We're all interested in UFOs, unidentified flying objects. There were probably things you saw that were unidentified at some point, but no reason to believe that there was somebody from outer space or from Mars hovering around.
Yeah, I'm a skeptic. I don't believe in UFOs.
You don't think there's another life out there in space?
Well, I didn't see any. That doesn't mean there's not. Now, Gordon Cooper, who's also from Oklahoma, went to his grave believing in UFOs. I don't know exactly why. I think it was a strongly emotional feeling he had, but anyway, I didn't see any evidence.
So then you head home. Did you take a little spin around, look back at Skylab before you jettisoned to Earth?
As a matter of fact, I took about 100 pictures of Skylab as we went over the top. The engineers wanted the photo documentation, so we had pretty good documentation.
What do you think the greatest contribution is as a result of Skylab?
The greatest contribution was increased understanding of the sun. They didn't know much about the sun. They thought that ultraviolet energy would homogeneously scattered around the sun, and it's not. There are hot spots and cold spots. We learned a lot from the solar physics experiments.
The greatest contribution of the space program would be what?
The inspiration it gives to other people.
How's that?
In other words, it's the wonder of it all. Being able to exist in a weightless environment, it takes a lot of good planning, but you can work fine. People, I guess, are jaded now, but during the early part of the manned spaceflight, people were really fascinated with it.
You had direct visual observations from space.
Yeah.
Were there benefits from being able to be up there and actually see, making observations?
Yes. In fact, it was called a visual observations program, VisOps. it was a lot of fun, really. What we did is sometimes we were actually observing things on Earth. The people that flew on Skylab had the valuable experience of being up there for an extended period of time, and then they could come up with deductions that were pretty good.
Medical care benefited from the space program?
Oh, yeah.
How's that?
Well, automated monitoring of physiology, that was an advantage. One of the things that has really profited from space exploration has been people with artificial limbs. These people that have lost limbs in war, they've benefited greatly from that.